Hello. You're listening to the very first episode of Be You, Be Heard, a program of Girl Scout Spirit of Nebraska, where we elevate girls' voices and get a window into their unique paths to leadership. My name is Renee, and I'm excited to be your host as we chat with girls and the people who are helping them to grow and encourage confidence and character. We know that girls are making the world a better place every day. Episode 1 is called Mesa the Yazidi and the Making of a Bronze Award. We will chat with Mesa about her project to retree a cemetery that was once farmland, and we'll learn who are the Yazidis anyway.
For me, I think my project will make Yazidis community part of United States community by telling people that we are involving and we're trying to be part of United States community so we can be together.
We'll also talk with a very funny troop that completed their bronze award.
Hi, this is Troop 41901, and we will be teaching you how to camp, taught by girls and troop leaders. We will be teaching you stuff like fire safety and how to set up tents.
Hey, y'all.
Girl Scouts can earn lots of awards, badges, and patches, but the three highest awards are a big deal. For 4th and 5th graders, they can work together with their troops to earn the Bronze Award. For 6th to 8th graders working individually, they can earn their Silver Award. And high school girls can work individually to earn the very prestigious Gold Award. Today, we're going to talk with Kellen, Mackenzie, Jade, Claire, and Addison about their Bronze Award project. Their Bronze Award project is a video teaching you how to camp. It was a lot of fun to talk to them about their love of camping, what they learned about working together, and the skills they built. This video can be found at the Girl Scout Spirit of Nebraska YouTube page. The video is called Troop 41901 Bronze Award Project. Here's a brief audio excerpt from their video. But please know, their true humor cannot fully be appreciated unless you watch the video yourself.
I'm Super Setup Girl. I'm going to teach you how to book your campsites and set them up. Now, I've got some villains to defeat.
In the video, you will see the girls pick nicknames for themselves and teach on their specific specialties. So Biscuit, for example, will teach you how to cook over campfire, and Sparky will teach you about building fires and fire safety.
Hello, my name is Callan, and I'm in the 6th grade.
Hi, my name is Mackenzie, and I'm in 6th grade.
Hi, my name is Jade, and I'm 6th grade.
Hi, my name's Claire, and I'm in 6th grade.
I'm Addison, and I am also in 6th grade.
Tell me a little bit about why you chose this project.
We chose this Bronze Award because some of our Girl Scouts were dropping out because the leader didn't know how to go camping, so we made this so that girls could go camping and have the experience.
Why do you like camping so much? What is it about camping? Or
I like just to sleep outdoors. It's tent camping.
Why do you like tent camping?
It just kind of immerses me in wildlife and nature.
You like to be outside?
Mm-hmm.
What were some speed bumps? Like, what was the hard part of planning this?
Probably getting everyone to pick what they would do and make sure that they were doing it and how they would do it. Like, there was this one girl, and she dropped out of our troop the year before we finished, so last year. And so one of us had to cover her part, too.
Okay.
And we kind of fought over who got to do that because it was fun.
Another hard part was actually, like, filming it because we had to go outside, find a good spot to do it. And it was actually really hot that day.
Oh, I remember that. Like, half of us got sick. It was fun.
It was fun. And it was complicated at some parts, but then at some parts it was really fun.
I was the one that did the little stop motion.
Yeah, her stop motion was amazing.
It was
I loved it.
So why don't you talk a little bit about your stop motion?
Well, just showing like pictures and stuff like that didn't really like feel like enough to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to like just gather a whole bunch of Legos and just like move them around like how you're supposed to like find camping area, not to put it like on flowers, leave the wildlife alone,
don't pollute.
How long did your stop motion scene take?
Like 2 days and it had over 100 slides. It had like 300 slides on it.
That is impressive. What did you enjoy the most, or some fun memories that you had?
Some of my fun memories were some of the bloopers that we had and and like learning from our mistakes and like testing out the new equipment.
So what kind of equipment did you use?
We used green screen in there. And we used a couple different apps like iMovie. So we had different sections of the videos. And the girls could, we could go home and work on it with apps like iMovie. And then we could put it into the video.
Did you like working together?
Yeah.
I really did.
It was really fun because we don't do activities like that a lot. Like, we like to do camping, but we haven't done much video work.
We learned different things about each other that we didn't know before. Mm-hmm. We got to work together better than we usually do.
Did you learn about each other's, like, strengths? Yeah. What you were good at?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what are some of your troop mates good at?
We're good at solving problems.
Yeah, and one of us is really good at, like, good with, like,
Technology.
Okay. Well, did you learn anything about yourself that you were surprised at?
I'm good at leading. Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I learned that that I thought it was fun. Like, normally I wasn't really into making videos. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a craft person than I would be making videos. So I actually tried it, and it was really fun.
So now that you're done, what's the feeling and what do you think of it?
Like, we're really happy that we actually finished it.
Yeah. And it's like, we're happy that we helped people.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched the video because it's very cringy
and very embarrassing
yes.
to watch.
Yes.
So I watched it. I'm going to tell you guys, I love it so much.
Thank you.
You guys
Thank you.
Are Thank hilarious. I think maybe what you think is like cringy, I think it's like you come across as very confident and like just being silly, but at the same time, you deliver the information in a very clear way. So I love that, like the balance between the silly and the serious. So I think you did an excellent job. So I'm very impressed with it. What advice would you give to other girls who were interested in doing something like this?
I would give them advice that you shouldn't do it alone. You should find some friends that can help you because they are very supportive and can help you get through problems better than just doing it by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's like more fun to do things like you feel like you accomplished something.
So now that you were all done, how's it feel? How's it feel to know that you got your bronze award and you completed this?
It feels really nice.
It feels really nice because we know that we helped some Girl Scouts when sometimes we don't know if we've made an impact, but this definitely did. And we're really proud of that. So if any Girl Scouts are hearing this, they shouldn't drop out just because they don't know how to do certain things. They should try to improve. And if they're having a situation like in our video, they could inform their troop leader about this. And be a very nice opportunity to help them learn more about campings.
So speak up, right?
Yeah.
Just talk about what you want to do or what you want to try. Try new things.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Should always try new things. It's important.
Great job, girls. And congratulations on getting your bronze award. And again, if you want to watch their awesome video and learn how to camp, you can go to YouTube and just search Troop 41901 Bronze Award Project. Next, we're going to hear from Mesa. She is a former refugee who came to Lincoln in 2016. She is a part of the religious and cultural minority group called Yazidis, and they are found primarily in northern Iraq, but many of them live in Lincoln. She's going to talk to us about her experience coming to the United States and her Gold Award project and some things that she's learned along the way. The Gold Award is a very prestigious and rare achievement. Fewer than 6% of Girl Scouts annually are able to earn it. Girls are required to dedicate a minimum of 80 hours toward their project and will often need between 1 and 2 years to complete it. Around 1 million Girl Scouts have earned their Gold Award or its equivalent since 1916.
My name is Mesa, and I go to Lincoln North Star High School. I am a senior.
You are from the Yazidi community, and what can you tell us a little bit about the Yazidi community in Iraq to start with?
Yazidi is just one of the oldest, or one of the we are the oldest religion in Iraq, and we have a small, you know, a small population. Basically, in before 2014, a lot of Yazidi were in Iraq, but after the Yazidi genocide, they all moved to different countries, and to like Germany, basically they have a highest population now from other countries, and they have some in United States too, and they have the highest population of Yazidis in the United States here in Lincoln.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your memories of coming to the United States and how you felt on that first day?
I still remember that we went to Chicago first, and from Turkey. But I was in Jordan, even though I'm from Iraq. I was in Jordan for 1 year, mm-hmm. and have waiting for the organization to come to the United States. And then we just stopped in Turkey for 5 hours, and then we just came from Turkey to Chicago. And then from Chicago, we came to Lincoln. The moment that I came to, kind of, that when I knew that I'm going to come to the United States, that was, like, that really changed my life, changed a lot of things about me. Mm-hmm. And when I came to the land, I know that my life is going to turn all the way, you know, around. And I know my future will be different than that I thought to. And I knew that my life is going to start off with a different level and different things. And I was so excited to start and be, like, you know, in school and find where I'm going to live and what I'm going to do for college and all these things. I was so excited, and I really was, you know, kind of wanted to know what is going to be next. Mm-hmm. And that was basically it. And especially that all my family were all together, and finally we were safe in a country that kind of, you know, is peaceful for us.
Mm-hmm. Since there is a high number of Yazidis in Lincoln, they have there is a cemetery here. So can you talk a little bit about the Yazidi cemetery that's in Lincoln?
Yes, definitely. So there is a couple organization for Yazidis, and there's a nonprofit organization called United Yazidi Communities of America, and they just wanted to have something for Yazidis in U.S. or here in Lincoln. They bought land by donations, and they just decided to make it a cemetery for Yazidis, something that they can have for the first time, actually, in the United States. That's the first cemetery for Yazidis in Lincoln. And for the cemetery, it is just so small, does not have a lot of things in it, and it has, like, about 11 or 12 buried bodies in it, and that's basically how the cemetery is about now.
Tell us about how you initially got involved in Girl Scouts, and what sort of things have you done with Girl Scouts?
For sure, Girl Scouts, I started a lot with them. Just when I came to United States my first year, I started, you know, like through the school, I kind of knew the Girl Scouts, and I just volunteered with them a lot. I went to camping. I met a lot of mentors. I made a lot of friends, actually. And with them, I really want to make it further with the awards, with the goals, and hopefully in the futures be like a mentor to some other younger girls. I think it is an honor for me to be part of Girl Scouts. And I think what start everything for me and for the community, for my community, and for myself, everything started off with Girl Scouts. So that's something I really appreciate, and I really want to show that I am thankful for them.
You are working on your gold award with Girl Scouts. So why did you decide to do the gold award?
I have, like, a lot of reasons, and one of the main things is for the Yazidis community, because for our community, we don't have that voice. We don't have that people who really knows us about, you know, our religion. I think starting that project and telling United States that we have our community in U.S. and we are trying to build ourselves up again. And for me, I think my project will make Yazidis community part of United States community by telling people that we are involving and we're trying to be part of United States community so we can be together.
Kind of join our culture and be part be a part of the United States. You're here now.
Your Gold Award project is retreeing the cemetery. What are some of the things that you've had to do while working on your project, just for other people to understand what it's like to work on a project like this, like the Gold Award?
I just talked to a lot of different people. I met a lot of different people. Getting the trees, for sure, talking to companies, be telling them what kind of trees I'm going to get, what locations. I had to talk to a forester. His name is Jay, and he helped me a lot to get information more about the trees. And he even went to the cemetery and told me about different places that we should, and he recommend getting trees on. That's kind of how things started up. Mm-hmm. And currently, I'm working on a grant that I'm looking forward to get, hopefully. And that grant will help me a lot, actually, to get the 400 trees over the cemetery. I will work on donations, talk to different people, and talk to groups to see if they can help me out with the community. And I think I'm really looking forward for that.
Okay, so you're looking to raise some money for your Gold Award.
Yes, for sure.
Do you know about how much money you're going to need, or a range of how much money you're going to need?
It's 8,000 to 10,000, something like that, in between. It might be over, but that's something that I'm kind of guessing.
Would you encourage other girls to get their Gold Award, and why?
Every girl that listens to this, I will say for sure go for it. I think this is so important. And you, as being a young girl starting something, a project like this, I'm pretty sure this is going to help you a lot through your life. Your coming life, actually, maybe being part of college. I think working on donations, working with people, talking to people, emailing people, all these things that I'm pretty sure that we all gonna need for our future careers. And I know not a lot of girls know how to email. I know not a lot of girls know how to talk to different people. I think I learned a lot from that. And I now know how to communicate with people and see and ask questions, honestly. Questions that kind of make me get to what I want and make people know who I am. Being, you know, like working on this project is just like kind of give you that power and makes you so confident that you have done something really well. And a lot of people, you will hear a lot of like people saying that you're doing a great job, and they all will push you forward. Another thing I always want to talk about is just like how it's important that we are equal and we have our freedom to start whatever we want to start up. And honestly, I did not have that power or all of these things to start a project or to talk to people or like to go and come make a successful thing in my age back in Iraq. But here, I think you have that power and you have every single thing to start whatever you want to start on. And I think all you need is just encourage yourself and just be out there. Doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what gender you are, just work for what you want to work for and just give it your best.
If you would like to make a donation to MESA's Gold Award project, you can send a check to Girl Scout Spirit of Nebraska. The address is 2121 South 44th Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68105. And make sure to write her name on the subject line, spelled MAYSAA. Or you can find her project on GoFundMe.com. The name of the project is Bringing Yazidi Lalish to Our American Home. Thank you so much for listening to the very first episode of Be You, Be Heard. For episode 2, we will be talking with a girl who attended our annual Legislative Day and a girl who rocked her cookie sale. If you have questions about being a Girl Scout, you can head online to our website at girlscoutsnebraska.org. If your Girl Scout or your troop is interested in contributing to this podcast in the future, you can email us at marketing@girlscoutsnebraska.org.
Thank you so much for listening. Say thanks for listening in Kurmanji.
Galak supas jberwask.
Girls are the future.
Jen mustaqbalen.